You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
What's up, Rob?
Can't believe this weather. I got absolutely drenched. I'm slightly annoyed. It's all Rick's fault.
I would love you to say that to his face, because I know it would last for about two seconds.
If you're listening, Rick, I don't mean it. I love you. Right. I'm going to be talking about parrots today.
Okay.
I'm going to talk briefly about it. And if you're into it, check it out, because it's quite interesting. But I don't know how I feel about it.
Okay.
All right.
That's it. Right, I'll see you next week.
I'm primed, I'm ready.
Okay, parrots are well known for their intelligence and vocal mimicry, and they've been popular as pets for decades. In the wild, as we know, they all live in flocks and socialise constantly.
I actually didn't know that. That makes sense, but that is cool.
Yeah.
Bodies.
But a lack of socialisation can cause the parrots to act out and in some cases even hurt themselves.
Oh.
An estimated 40% of cockatoos and African greys, two popular species of parrots, reportedly engage in harmful feather destruction.
No,
they pull their feathers out and all that.
Oh no!
This is what your parrots have to have friends.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe.
Why saying that?
Maybe they shouldn't even have cages. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, free the bird.
We actually used to have neighbours who had a bunch of free-range parrots just hanging out. It was quite fun. Very noisy.
Yeah,
it's like Captain at the zoo. Love that guy.
Who's Captain?
Captain is the free-range parrot. He just sits on his little perch. You go up to him, he says something crazy, then he maybe flies away.
Having weekly zoo stories now. Well,
yeah,
I'm not what you do at weekends then.
Yeah, I love the zoo. I'm always there.
Look, we are... BFM Breakfast is just really a Richard Scarry cartoon is what we're trying to do.
Right, okay. These stress-induced destructive behaviours are a byproduct of parrots living in an environment drastically different from their natural habitat, right?
Wow.
So, researchers from MIT, that's Manukau Institute of Technology, and the University of Glasgow, recently set out to see how several species of parrots would interact when placed on brief video calls with other parrots.
Zooming parrots.
Oh, yes. Sorry, mum, I'm a mute, mate. Oh, bloody hell.
Whacking it with your beak.
Over the course of 3 months, the researchers trained 18 parrots and their human caretakers how to operate touchscreen tablets and smartphones.
I like the idea of training the parrots human as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They took longer.
Yeah, totally.
The birds were initially trained to associate video calls with a bell. Every time the bell was rung during the training phase, they'd receive a treat. The caretakers would end the calls anytime the bird showed signs of stress or discomfort.
Well, that's good.
And the results were absolutely mad. In almost all cases, the bird's caretakers claimed the video calls improved their well-being.
Oh.
The birds as well, I think.
It's like us in lockdown, you know? Just give your friend a little FaceTime and your day's improved significantly.
Some of them even appear to learn new skills like foraging or improve flight after observing other birds doing the same thing.
Oh, wow.
That's so sweet.
Two of the birds, a cockatoo named Ellie and an African grey called Cookie, still call each other to this day at least once a week.
They're pen pals.
Yeah. We love it when parrots are best friends.
Oh, you know, this weather's made all my pages all stick together. The researchers tried using pre-recorded videos, but the parrots were having none of it.
Yeah, not good.
They referred to interact with other parrots in real time.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I thought that was really brilliant, but afterwards when I was thinking about it, I was thinking, well, yeah, all this could be gone if they was just allowed to fly about.
I was going to say, does it sort of leave you feeling a little bit sad, like we should just leave the parrots alone, let them hang out with each other?
I would imagine a lot of them are bred in captivity, which is a horrible thing to say anyway.
Oh, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's really great, especially the ones that are still doing it to each other.
I think that's cute. Just... Shout out to Ellie and Cookie.
Yeah.
Parrot BFFs.
Oh, new type of bird call just dropped.
Have you got a dry?
Yeah, I'll just go home now.
You got a poem for us today,
Rob? No, I haven't. No.
Do you have a song for us today?
Yes, I do.
What's your song you want?
Tarantula.
Okay, hang on. I'm having to type at the same time. Yep.
By Faithless.
Oh, yeah, boy. Oh, wait, hang on. My phone, my laptop is being really slow. Everybody talk amongst yourselves for a second.
So what'd they say on the calls?
What were we up to? What's happening?
What's happening, bird?
Oh, no, I was talking about bird seed and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that seems fair.
All that kind of jazz. Yeah. All right, here we go. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thanks for bearing with. Do that again.
Shadows of your deepest secrets, I sleep next to the precepts you hold most dear. Your heart is in my province hour upon hour. I shiver when you feel the cold, everything you say I hear. Like a bomb and its fuse, we bring bright light, but I could be a devil to you. I could bite like a tarantula, right through the skin, and leave my poison dreams.
We've had a text from someone who knows a cat that talks to its actual mum on the phone, which I would love to be in on that Zoom call. Just two cats looking at each other through a screen.
Don't put the parrot and the cat on the phone.
Well, that would be stressful. Thank you.
Scrap.
Thank you for your parrot chat this morning, Rob.
All right.
Can't top that today. And thank you for bringing us some Faithless. I forgot how long this song is. It's a good song,
it's
though.
It's really good. Yeah. The one I've got is about 12 minutes.
This is not that version. There is still a minute left on it, though. Which, you know what? We're going to ride it out because it feels nice in the sunshine.
Unsuspecting, protecting you from all harm. Except perhaps from these arms.
Okay, another update. Apparently it's not even a FaceTime, it's just an audio call. So it's just two cats yowling at each other. How do you know that they're not just having a big fight?
You don't, you gotta let them ride it out.
True.
That's family stuff.
That's family stuff.
You can't interfere.
You gotta get it out. You gotta get it out, you know? Being honest about your feelings, it's important. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.